Okay, now I wanted to get back to your job at the Armory, and I had some questions about that. One is if you did talk a little bit about what you did there. Mm-hmm. What I would like to know is what it was like first being a woman working in a place where I presume they had mostly, probably before that time, had all men. Mm-hmm. And also what it was like to be an African-American woman and what that was like. And were you the only woman? Were you the only black person? No.
Actually, one thing that the war period did was to make sure that everybody who could work and wanted to work could. And it color and gender became, race and gender became much less important than what you could do for the war effort. And I know that our black veterans discovered that. Our black soldiers discovered that. Because, you know, a bullet has no racial connotation. And so when you were working for the good of the country, you worked, you know. And there were more women, of course, than men. The only black man that I knew then, he's still a friend of mine, he still is in the area, was a Miles Hatchett Sr., who I think had physical disability that kept him from being drafted. So he worked at the Army, too. That's where I met him, actually. But you know, it was mostly women because men were off to war, and I guess I was blessed because having been at classical junior and senior, where I was very often the only black student in my class, and having learned learned how to be appreciative of people and not worry about race particularly, because my grades took me out of the racial situation and put me in top classes with top teachers who, you know, were just amazed at what I could do and encouraged me. So, you know, hey, whatever. So when I was at the Armory, I knew how to take care of my job. For one thing, it was how I was going to college. And for another thing, I liked people, and I wasn't uncomfortable about people of different races. And because I had learned also that you do your job and do it well. So you don't have to worry about it. I learned to be truthful. I used to tell my students, I don't lie, unless you don't lie. I said, no, because you have to remember, if you lie, you have to remember what you look like, exactly how you said it, or, you know, how you held your mouth the whole. I said, I am too lazy to lie. I just simply, I tell the truth. And what is it, tell the truth and shame the devil? Well, I loved what I did. I knew it was getting me back and forth to school, so I just worked. And it was mostly women, because if a fellow was able-bodied, he was in the service. So I checked people's production, you know, and I was bright enough to count and to be honest and whatnot. And one of the loveliest experiences came the year, the summer of 44, I guess. Yeah, the summer when I was going back for my senior year. This Armenian lady, Ida Garib, I still remember her name, who was a fantastic worker. I mean, she could put out gun parts. I've forgotten what the little part was she was making, but she set the standard for everybody else in the foundry. She could really go great guns, sitting at that, you know, and I was accurate, and she had been watching me and whatnot, and when I got ready to go to school, she had taken up, quite unbeknownst to me, a collection. And it was, I remember it was $67, but in 1944, $67 was like 670, you know, or more, to help with my books. And I'll never forget it. She wished me well and got that for me. I think she let go of the machine long enough to hug me. And I never forgot that. She was so concerned, so impressed with my energy and my efficiency and my concentration on the work. But then most of the people were women. There were a few fellas working there, but they were there because their physical disabilities kept them out of the service. So it was great. It was a lovely experience, and I liked people, and it has it always has stood me in good stead in my classes, you know. The kids, you know, that, as I told you, that woman said, well, he never told me. I said, yeah, my kids are not concerned about what color I am. They want to get rid of that pen. You know, and it was great.